The Earth is a demonic realm. Hello. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this in English on the morning of July 9th, 2025. What I am going to say today is the result of many reflections and sleepless nights spent thinking about a more expanded perspective of what is happening on Earth, and on a multi-layered, multidimensional perspective. These are my conclusions, interpretations, and ideas, and I am sharing them with you with no intention of convincing you or anyone else that this is the absolute certainty, even when I may word things as if they were so. So take from this video whatever serves you. This is not the absolute truth, yet it is what I see from here, from inside Marie's shoes, and for what it may be worth. Please have in mind that, as I am going to talk about astral things, I have no other option but to use a series of words which are loaded, or may be loaded with religious meanings. Please remove all those connections to religions from your mind, as I am only using those words for descriptive rhetorical reasons. Even when I see all religions and their avatars as simply more control mechanisms to oppress humanity, those may use and say many things which are based on truth, and for me this does not validate them at all, nor does it give them any possibility of them being veridical, as it is quite easy to see that they mix true facts with their manipulative lies, precisely to give validity to their narrative, and those true facts are usually distorted and modified so they fit in that story, but most people will only interpret them as proof that all what the religion says is correct, without giving it further thought or scrutiny. Then there is another angle to this mess, and it is that we have seen and concluded that it is humankind with its incredibly strong manifestation capacity, which is generating their planetary dark lower astral. This alone means that if enough people believe in a religious narrative strong enough, the parts of it which receive most collective attention will start to manifest, precisely in the lower astral, where things spawn faster. And as we all know, things based on fear are the ones that get manifested first, so all the bad parts of all religions are the ones that come to reality first, and then there is a large component of people simply believing that what religions say is true, and it is for them as it shapes their lives, but only for them, and not for other people who hold a different perspective, and this logically causes conflicts of all sizes. I am not bashing people who need a religion, because in a world based on hard, dogmatic religious science, which pushes materialism so strongly, at least they dare to believe that there is something other than what exists in the material world. What I see from here is that Earth and everyone living there are submerged in a highly demonic realm. Everything nice, everything beautiful and harmonic is constantly under attack, and in many cases, completely erased from existence, being cancelled or distorted in favor of anything which serves the ones who control Earth. Nothing with beauty is appreciated, all favoring profit, and its base utility, and an example of this is architecture, which nowadays is simply horrid on Earth, as their buildings are nothing other than a series of concrete shoe boxes spliced together. Or popular music, which each time more and more often is used to impose demonic rituals onto an ignorant population that is hypnotized by the rhythm and the beats, and cannot see any further, and if they do, they deny it, thinking that it cannot touch them, or even worse, they may find it amusing. And this brings me to another related point: all the time on Earth people are subjected to all kinds of activities, and are led to use symbols of all kinds that are nothing other than rituals of pass, permitting dark entities from the lower astral to enter their lives, and even to possess them in every way. And I mean literally possess them, because there are various degrees of that. People use symbols of all kinds, starting with religious ones, which are the most obvious, and then passing to branding logos and similar ones, which people use because they feel that they are protected by them, or in the case of the logos, because they are cool, or because they have no other choice as they are stuck to everyday items which they must use. Examples of these would be the Nike logo on tennis shoes, which are the rings of Saturn, or the three stripes of a popular energy drink, which look as if a monster tore through the container, and which in reality means 666, the mark of the beast. Or the symbol of Google, which is again 666, and Gmail also looks like a Masonic apron. The list is very long, but you get my point. The problem is that when people use these symbols on their bodies, on their person, they are branding themselves like cattle from the point of view of the beings in the lower astral, making them be, of their property, of sorts, or agreeing to who knows what dark agenda on them, which can never be good. Coming back to music, most modern songs and for quite some time, are literally filled with evil mantras, worship to the devil, or at least push depressive feelings onto the listener, which will lower his or her vibration, making the hearer more compatible with bad events, making the subject easier to exploit. Popular art nowadays is, pardon me, simply terrible, as it is quite obvious that only the artists who are aligned with the cabal get attention, or are in any way successful, regardless of how hideous, boring, and terrible their work may be. Again, in many cases, only imposing more bad vibrations onto the onseer. And today's music is simply terrible. I can't find nearly anything to listen to, so I again gravitate to songs and music which were produced decades, or even hundreds of years, before I was born. Most people on Earth seem to be programmed to go after everything beautiful, to destroy it, and I see this as a demonic social and cultural programming. Others would say that they do so out of envy, out of lack and anger at social injustice, but that is precisely my point, as people cannot see anyone with something nice without wanting to destroy it, all with a mentality of, if I can't have it, no one should. Everything is backwards on Earth, and upside down when it comes to values. What is important shouldn't be, and what is not, for example, life itself, especially animal life and nature. It is not important to most people simply because it is free, and holds no monetary value, or little of it. And I won't give you any examples of this as it simply hurts too much. People are literally manifesting their lower astral and their egregore, tulpa beings, that spawn from the attention they give them. Especially when in fear, as it is a great concentrator of negative attention. It is said that lower astral dark entities feed on the fear and the suffering of the population, and how I see this is simply because those creatures have no connection to the greater source, so they need to get more of the same fear-based attention that created them in the first place. This means that from the lower astral, they will do everything in their power to cause more suffering, because they need it, or else they would dissolve back into potential energy. The lower astral and its hideous entities exist everywhere that there is a personal and collective unconscious, but on Earth, I see it is only getting worse and worse, as everyone there concentrates on what is bad and hardly on manifesting nice things for themselves, and therefore for their collective. And this is because they are mostly only concentrating on surviving, and this is the result of the entire matrix setup, which is getting harder and harder. Therefore they can only concentrate on what is bothering them, what is bad, and they manifest their fears and worries from there, therefore entering in a hideous vicious circle. You can see this from the point of view of the law of attraction, the law of mirrors, because people can only focus on what is hurting them, and the more it is bothering, the more they fear what is happening to them, the more of the same they will get. And it is terribly hard to break out of that trap once they've fallen into it. Everything in Earth's culture is designed to exploit the people from every conceivable angle, and anything seemingly positive the Matrix gives them through their control mechanisms, such as governments and religions, is simply more manipulation strategies to continue exploiting people even more. People there are so mentally controlled that they normalize things which not long ago would have been seen as incredibly unfair and repulsive. I can't include everything in this single video, all that I see from here, but I perceive society on Earth as designed specifically to please dark lower astral entities, mostly demons, as those are the worst kind of them. Governments there and their politicians obey secret societies, which in turn worship and obey those dark entities, because that is what they do all the time, ritual after ritual, hidden and overt, all to bring those closer to the material realm, so they can feed and feast off the suffering of the struggling population. The reason why they place so much of their attention, of their efforts, on controlling and exploiting the population is because they cannot exist without them. This simple fact makes me assure you that there will not be any nuclear wars or anything of planetary total destruction, as what they want is for the population to generate more fear, more of what feeds them, and annihilating everyone does not serve them, but imposing the mere possibility of that annihilation does serves them as means of generating more of the fear they want and need. The population of planet Earth is generating what is oppressing and exploiting them, as they are the great manifestors of realities. That's why all those people in power, including dark entities, want to exploit the people, because they cannot manifest realities, the reality they want for themselves, as they have lost all connection to the greater source. That's why they have no empathy, as empathy means that they can feel what the other is experiencing, therefore it means that they become one, and that means connection to oneness, to source. People on Earth, especially starseeds who willingly incarnated there to cause a change from the inside, are great heroes, as they have the strength to face all those dangers, and the strength to face their own fears, and what they manifest out of them. People on Earth, including starseeds, are manifesting that demonic realm, but I am not blaming them, as there is a lot more to that story. Most people there are indeed trapped in the law of attraction manifestation trap, where they can only see bad things, so they manifest more of them, and that in itself is a problem. But there is another undeniable fact, and it is that they are being guided towards manifesting only bad things for themselves and collectively, and any good things manifested are ever more and more scarce and always under attack. That interference against humanity goes a lot further than the dark astral entities, which need their suffering, and the governments and secret societies, which cooperate with them in exchange for narcissistic favors. As we've seen, the problem is being generated from off-planet, from dark entities who belong to a more expanded matrix, and who are also egregore tulpa beings that spawn from the expanded cosmic population's darkest fears. No creature without a connection to source can be creative. It would be a contradiction in terms. Therefore, the manipulative, non-empathetic creatures found in places like Orion are tulpas and egregores as well. People on Earth, and starseeds as well, are literally walking among demons and dark entities. They surround them all the time. If they cannot directly see them, it is simply as the result of a simple twist of light, a different vibration, but they are there, and the few who can see them are seen by them as well. You walk among demons, but as you hold a much higher vibration than theirs, they move aside, they move away to let you pass, as you literally burn them with your mere thoughts and high vibration. That is why it is so important to keep your vibe high. You don't need anyone from off-planet or from anywhere else to give you a mission. Your mission is simply to be there and vibrate as high as you can, and that more than suffices. You've got enough on your plate to be given another mission, if you want it, only you can know what you can do besides simply vibrating high there. That is your decision, and your responsibility. It is said that starseeds willingly and voluntarily chose to incarnate on Earth, and as I see things, this is also a twisted fact, because as we have witnessed in Teijita, back home, and in other star nations like Antaria, people were being lied to, by dubious useful idiots belonging to the Galactic Federation, who gave them a different, simpler, and far more idealistic picture of what is happening on Earth, and that does not reflect the complex reality of what is going on there. They openly claim that traveling to Earth to experience a planetary liberation is a great thing, and although those dubious Federation representatives mean traveling by starship in the material world, their words and their ideas transcend into the spiritual world as well, and that is the problem. And who knows if there are direct recruiters in the astral realms as well, but I don't doubt it. All the false information about Earth and what is really happening there, misinformation we are also seeing with the lack of interest and the skepticism, we as the Triad, Antaria, Irma, and Teijita Alcyone Council, face when we try to explain what is going on to other Federation races who are observing, is also a reflection of that propaganda which works directly against the interests of the population of Earth, even more so as it is limiting our very actions. As things are on Earth, and with no intention of lowering your vibe, but only of making you conscious of what we see from here, you are literally walking among demons and dark entities there. That is why life on Earth is so difficult, because it is a demonic realm, in all the meaning of the word. And it is up to us all, it is our collective responsibility to fight evil and solve the problem of Earth once and for all, despite the best efforts of other cosmic demons like the ones from Orion and elsewhere. Be wise and strong out there. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.